Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Thank you very much and welcome, folks. It is the Ray Program, bringing you the best in money information. Glad to have you on board. 844-RAY-SHOW is the number. If you'd like to give us a buzz, you should do that now. 844-729-7469. Emails a little bit later on in the show. RayLucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. So Forbes goes out to some of their analysts and writers, nine of them, I think, to be exact, and they wanted to ask them, what are some financial tips you should ignore? Not financial tips you should take advantage of. Maybe we'll get a chance to review those. Also, we do discuss a lot of tax-efficient strategies, and today, maybe we'll have an opportunity, if I don't bloviate too much, to talk about those that you need to know about. But we start with this potential shift toward the international markets. Is the U.S. market running out of steam, and is it time for us to shift gears? Sit back, folks. Relax. I'm going to bring you all the information you need to know about international investing. We haven't talked much about this because the domestic market's been on fire, the international markets not so much. And in fact, the past few years, a lot of the Wall Street strategists were calling for a shift into the international marketplace, and they called that one wrong, by the way, as so many times they do, or at least they called it potentially early. That's how they get around this, you know. Well, we weren't wrong. We were just early by like 5 years. This is like Alan Greenspan back in 1996, in December 1996, and he said these markets are irrationally exuberant, and the next 3 years were like bonkers. Early. He was early. But the fact of the matter is, and I hate this. And by the way, hi, Jim Stewart. Sorry, I didn't mean to ignore you.
No problem. I'm just listening.
Okay, well, take good notes on this, all right? So the problem is when an advisor, a strategist, a pundit says it's time to rotate, sector rotation, or move money domestically to international, that stuff don't fly with me because it doesn't really work. That's really trying to time the market. Now, obviously, if you listen to me over the last 10, 15, 20 years, you would know that I have recommended an allocation to the international and emerging markets on an ongoing basis, but not a shift or a strategic rotation into or out of any one of them. It's more, I'm committed to a certain percentage internationally, and I'll take my lumps when the international markets aren't performing as well as the domestic markets, and I'll pat myself on the back when they're doing better. but never get too egotistically involved or emotionally involved with portfolio management. Now, a lot of people, including Jack Bogle himself, have said, oh, I'd steer clear of the international markets. Jack, no, that's not right. That's not right. So allow me to talk a little bit about this today. The fact of the matter is, if you looked at the last 5 years, the Standard & Poor's 500, that's the U.S. market, has earned 13.49%. Woo! The three-year return, 10.75%, and the one-year return, 19.05%. Year-to-date, 6.72%. How can you argue with that? Those are some darn good numbers. I mean, you take 2015 out of the mix, and it's been nothing but, you know, sky's the limit here.
Yes.
Now, the Europe, Australian, and Far Eastern markets, more commonly known as the MSCI EAFE, the EFA markets, which are the international developed markets. Five-year performance, 5.93%. Ooh, that's about half, less than half of what the S&P 500 has done. Three-year performance, 1.84%. Now, a lot of people have dumped their advisor because if they were 20% invested in the international markets and they got 11% over the last 3 years in their domestic portfolio and 1.84%, they're only getting 20% of the upside of the domestic market. What do you need an advisor for? Well, hold on, because your advisor is not Nostradamus. They cannot look into the future. The one-year return, still way underperforming, 11.72% compared to 19.05%. But now year-to-date, the tide may be turning. Year-to-date, the developed international markets, that's like Europe, Australia, Far Eastern, etc., 7.36. So it's about a half to three-quarters of a percent better than the U.S. market. And then there's the emerging market index. Those are riskier, no doubt. They're, you know, countries that are still, quote, emerging. And the five-year performance, 0.78%. Ugh, really horrible. Compared to 13.49. Imagine this, and I can tell you, honestly, that I have recommended as much as 20% in the developed markets and 10% in the emerging markets, 30%. And if one would have followed that advice the last 5 years, they've been very disappointed in the performance. But that may change, and frankly, is likely to change. And neither I, nor you, nor anyone is smart enough to be able to figure this stuff out in advance. Nonetheless, the three-year performance, only 3.44%. Last year, though, it's the best performing asset class. Now, why didn't I tell you a year ago to take all your money and put it in the emerging markets to get 21.3%? Because I am not Nostradamus. I don't know. But year to date, it's up 12.18%. It's running away with the markets. So we have to be very, very careful here. The asset allocation modeling that your advisor does and a lot of the metrics that you get from various and sundry services that are out there can give you an allocation. And many times you will get between 10 and 30% allocated to international. And one would, I think, make a fairly strong argument that if you've gone through 5 years of dismal performance, there is a higher likelihood that the next 5 years may look a little bit better. But you can look at the markets and see that the U.S. has definitely dominated. And frankly, it may continue to dominate. I don't really see any big crash ahead. But I do recall it was a while back that I think it was Paul Merriman that wrote about the international markets, many reasons that you should invest internationally. And he did a detailed analysis of five of the U.S. equity asset classes: large cap blend, large cap value, small cap blend, small cap value, and real estate investment trusts. And he came up with several points that suggest that you should be invested internationally. So when we come back from the break, I will in fact go through many of these reasons and then also remind you that there are many, many, many international companies out there that you utilize every single day. You might buy gasoline at a British petroleum station or a Shell gas station. Shell's a Netherlands company. I don't know if you knew that. You might drive a Japanese car like Toyota or Honda or Nissan. You might have one of those orange accounts. Have you seen those little, you know, the rabbits that are orange and all that stuff on television? ING? Yeah, that's a Netherlands company. Everybody knows that Daimler Chrysler is a German company, BMW, I mean, British Motor Works, Nestle, Siemens, German company. Nestle's a Swiss company. That's where the good chocolate comes from. And watches, too. There's a bunch of them. AXA, great big insurance company out of France. These are companies that we talk about and utilize every day. Why shouldn't you have them in your portfolio? Stick around. I'll tell you why you should when we come back.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $10 off at Staples.
Up to 10 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
The tax deadline is almost here. Hurry into Staples for up to $10 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen. In-store only. Ends 4/15/17.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute, free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Lucia program. Today we're tackling a very important issue and something that probably your advisors have been shying away from, and that is recommending that you invest in the international markets, at least to a certain extent of your portfolio. And the reason that they're probably shying away from talking to you about it is because it's kind of embarrassing, because the international markets have been underperformers by a long stretch over the last 5 years or so. And since we have this thing called recency bias, we're biased toward whatever done good recently, the international markets have not been all that hot, and the emerging markets not all that hot. But when you look at the grand scheme over time, well, the international markets are every bit as prolific as the U.S. markets, and they deserve a place in your portfolio. Paul Merriman wrote about this a while back, and I thought he did a really good job on it. So allow me, if I made a quote from one of his writings from a ways back, he states 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 reasons. I can probably come up with 6 more, but let's just stick with his for the time being, as to why you should invest internationally. Not all your money, but some of your money. First one. Academic research, he says, has reached an overwhelming consensus that investors have better long-term outcomes when they diversify widely among asset classes, industries, company sizes, and orientation between value and growth stocks. Many academics also have concluded that it's a bad idea to have more than half of your equities in stocks from any one country. Think about Japan for just a moment, if you will. Oh, you don't know about Japan? Look it up. Go look up the Nikkei stock index when it hit like 40,000 back in like 1989. It's about a little more than half that right now. Can you imagine 25 years from now looking at our Dow Jones Industrial Average and it's at 10,000? Imagine that. And you had all of your money invested in the Dow Jones Industrial Average, while the international markets perhaps have gone bonkers. Diversification. Two, the best international asset classes largely mirror the best U.S. asset classes. I just mentioned the names of 10, 15, 20 stocks that we use every single day. People buy Japanese cars. Insurance companies out of France, and the list goes on and on and on, including chocolates from Switzerland and so forth. Those are good companies. What's wrong with having good companies in your portfolio? See, a lot of the reasons why the foreign markets have not done so well is because of the threat and negative interest rates and the threat of recession and almost depression. But those low interest rates, look at what low interest rates have done here in the United States, may start translating into higher returns. And what we've seen so far in 2017 is that is indeed the case. Now, the U.S. market still seems to be quite robust, and I wouldn't abandon it. And remember, this is not about market timing. Market timing is a fool's game. Number three. Periodically, there are long periods when international stocks outperform U.S. stocks. Really? How good is your memory? Go back to the period from 2000 through 2009. Remember that there was an annual loss in the domestic stock market? That's right. For 10 years, the Standard & Poor's earned minus 0.9%. International markets, depending on which one you invested in, earned from 1.2%, not that great, but still about 3% spread between the two, to as much as 12.8%. So if you were exclusively in the U.S. marketplace, you lost money. But if you had some money invested internationally, say half, not that I would recommend half necessarily, but you'd at least broken even. And the other thing I should point out here, Jim, is the fact that when people start to lose money, they make irrational decisions. And just being able to break even sometimes will keep people in the game rather than pushing the panic button.
Strategy first.
Number four, unhedged international funds add currency diversification. Sometimes that helps U.S. investors, and sometimes it hurts them. But in the long run, this reduces expected volatility and thus risk. I've said many times, why would you put a hedge into your bond and stock funds against the international markets, et cetera, et cetera? That's added diversification. You have a currency hedge, a currency diversification. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. Number five, you think you will get sufficient international exposure through U.S. multinationals. This is the one I get most often. That could be true if all you look at is large cap growth stocks in developed countries. But U.S. multinationals don't give you much exposure to value, small cap value, or emerging markets, every one of which can be a powerful return booster. It's so true. How do you diversify and all you have are the largest of companies? Remember, we've talked about the small cap value tilt and how adding real estate in a portfolio tends to increase the potential for return while keeping the risk level the same or perhaps even lower. Number six, more than half of the world's market capitalization lies outside the United States. Wow. Over the long haul, international stocks have at least as much potential and probably more than their U.S. counterparts. Investors who venture beyond the U.S. borders should be aware that an equity portfolio made up of 50% international stocks will often have returns that are quite different from those of the U.S. markets. And ultimately, long-term performance is what retirement investors need. Here are a few numbers. Performance over the past 45 years, this is through 2014, so it wouldn't be too off from today. If you're invested in the five U.S. classes that I listed a little bit ago, $100,000 over 45 years, grew to $20,619,000. If you invested internationally, it would have grown to $23 million and change. And if you invested 50-50 in all 10 asset classes, it would have grown to $26 million and change. Now, it's 45 years, I get it. But the point that he's making here is to leave international investing out of the mix, or to try to time your way into and out of the international markets, or any markets for that matter, is playing a fool's game. That's market timing, and market timing rarely works, if ever, consistently. All right, we'll take a quick break. And when we come back, I know it's right here, 2 in 5 Americans say they'll need $1 million to retire. Is that you? We'll talk about it on The Rebound. Stick around.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Two in five Americans say they'll need $1 million to retire. This according to Bloomberg. Hi, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Ray Lucia Show. What's disturbing to me in this report is only 41% of workers have even tried to figure out how much money they'll need in savings in order to retire comfortably. Now, a lot of that has to do with goals and objectives and so forth. For example, if someone earns $75,000 per year today, how much are they going to need to spend when they retire? Well, let's do a little bit of a calculation and see if we can work this out together. For the 41% that haven't done any work on this, I'll show you how simple it is. And you can basically call me anytime, but let's just pretend that it's you and you make $75,000 per year and you're married. And so we want to try to forecast how much money you'll need to have in the bank. How much have you saved thus far? What do you think? $300,000, Jim? Say $250,000. So you've saved up $250,000. Now, before we start talking about inflation, since Social Security has an inflation component to it, you're going to have Social Security, a husband and a wife, probably in the neighborhood, depending on how much of you both work. I would say $40,000, $20,000 each, possibly. Does that sound about right to you?
Could be a little more, depending on their...
Okay, we'll say $40,000. So you're $35,000 per year short in income need. All right, so we now look at that income need, and we say, all right, are you going to spend exactly what you're spending today? Is there going to be a reduction in expenditure? Well, let's see. We're not driving to work every day, so we don't need two cars. We're not going to put gasoline in our cars, and we're not going to, at least not to get to work. And so if I cut down on a car and car insurance and gasoline, that's probably $5,000 a year. I'm not putting money into Social Security anymore. I'm not saving in my 401k plan. There's probably, let's be conservative, $10,000 in cost reduction. All right, because maybe you got to buy long-term care or whatever. So that's $25,000 that we're going to need to replace come 10 years from now. All right, so what's the Fed's target rate for inflation? 2%. So I plug into my calculator, $25,000 today, 2% inflation, 10 years from now. We need to fund for $30,000, call it $500 of retirement income. How much money will it take to provide $30,000 per year for a 30-year retirement, assuming you want to leave nothing to the kids? All right, let's just go baseline here. So if I want $30,500 in the bank or every year for 30 years of retirement, and I can earn, what do you think, 5-6% of my money? At 6%, I need $450,000, let's call it $500,000, stashed away. I've got $250,000 right now. How much do I need to save? Not that much, because $250,000, if I earned 7.2% on it, I'd have $500,000. So really, let's assume that I can earn 6% on my $250,000. 6% 10 years from now grows to $450,000. I only need $50,000 more. It's peanuts that I have to save. So that particular individual is probably okay without saving any more money, or $5,000 a year, whatever the case may be. They don't have to put $17,500 or $24,000 away into a 401k plan. No, they don't need to. They could actually enjoy life. Now, there's one thing that I would want to discuss with them, actually a couple things. One I mentioned, what about health care? maybe some of that money that you would be plowing into your 401k ought to be allocated to cover the risk of long-term care. We talk about that with Lynn Rowe every single week. And if you did this kind of a calculation, you'd feel more confident in your ability to pay for that. And then we talk about the legacy for the heirs. Now, I don't know about you, but I wouldn't want to live 30 years and then croak and leave my kids nothing. So that legacy can be handled one of two different ways. One way is to just save more over the next 10, 15 years and invest more aggressively with that savings. Let's say they could afford to put $17,500. Let's make it $20,000, make our numbers simple. Let's say they can afford to save $20,000 a year. So we plug the numbers in and we say, all right, I've got $20,000 a year in payments that I can add to my $250,000. I'm doing the calculation here on the spot over the next 10 years, and I earn 6% on my money. There's $727,000 left in the bank. I'm going to use $450,000 or $500,000 of it to get through the next 30 years. But if I used up $500,000, there's $227,000 that gets to sit at 6% for 30 years. How much do the kids get? $1.3 million. I've solved the legacy problem too. So again, if in fact you just sat down with somebody who can work a calculator, or you could call me, shoot me an email, you saw how quickly we could do that, it would be very, very simple for you to determine where you are. Have your own little dashboard on whether or not you're going to be able to retire in comfort and safety one day. So, Jim Stewart, what have you learned today? I know one thing you learned because I saw you playing around with was that the Japanese stock market chart? Pretty ugly, isn't it?
Well, not the last 5 years.
No, the last 5 years has been pretty darn good. But if you take the 25 years prior to that, not so much.
That's good.
What was it, 1989? Was I right on that? It hit 40,000?
Right. Yeah, just shy of 40,000.
1989, 99, 2009, and the last 5 years would take you up until a couple of years ago, you have been under 50% of what the Nikkei had done for almost, 25 years, and we're still there.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that it's a bad investment. In fact, there's a lot of experts that are saying the Japanese market's starting to look pretty good. A lot of those Japanese stocks were doing pretty well, aren't they?
This year, they're year-to-date, 20, 25%
yeah.
up.
Yeah, and that was the point that I was trying to make, is you can't time these things. The fact is, if you were overly invested in Japan, if you were a retiree, and you were so dedicated to the Japanese market 20, 25 years ago, how was your retirement? You know, if you were planning, let's say you were 45, 50 years old 20, 25 years ago, and you're like 70 today, and you're getting ready to retire, and you had all your money in the stock market, and you hadn't saved anything because you thought you were finished. Well, you're finished, all right. You're working in the rice fields for the rest of your life. But if you had the same amount of money invested in the U.S. markets and the other international markets, perhaps you would have done significantly better. And then you also learn that you need to do these calculations, right?
I try to do them once a week.
You don't do these once a week. You're BSing
you know
me
again. Okay.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you've got spreadsheets on all. Do you actually look at your retirement that often?
No.
Yeah, I didn't think so. I don't either. I try to look at it once a year and do my calculations. Although my wife has been bugging me lately about stuff that she wants to do. I just told you before the break, we're going to be going on a couple of semi-vacations in the next few, month and a half, 2 months. And costs a lot of money to do those. You know, it costs a lot of money to take a trip like to the East Coast and all that. Especially if you go to New York or D.C. or someplace that's super expensive. And she doesn't like staying in the, with due respect to Motel 6. Now, if they were a sponsor, I'd say she'd love, no, I wouldn't say that. But she wants to stay in a decent hotel. You know, with the nice, comfortable beds and all that stuff.
Of course.
Yeah.
You gotta treat them right.
Me, I pitch a tent. What do I care? I did take a motorhome once. And it will be once in my lifetime. It will never happen again. I liked the camping idea, but I didn't like sleeping in that bed. Hey, I'm out of time, folks. Thank you so much for tuning in. I've got one more segment to go, and it's an email segment. It's a darn good one. Make sure you stick around. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to call. Emails, by the way, at raylucia.com, RAYLUCIA.com. We'll be back with our emails right after this.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Attention, Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Welcome back, folks, to the Ray Program. Email time, RayLucia.com, R-A-Y-L-U-C-I-A.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Love to get your emails here on this program. Jimmy, we got some decent ones in today. We're going to start with Paul, right?
Yes, please.
Hit it, boys. I've spoken a lot about this, by the way, in the past. Paul asks, I'm looking at buying a rental real estate property. Should I be concerned with a property management company doing all the management? Now, James, you might take issue with my answer to this question, because you are a do-it-yourselfer, you have talent in all of these areas, and you own a lot of insurance. But I'm going to give, I think, darn good advice to Paul and others. I don't think you should be concerned. Do your due diligence and find a property management company that's been around a while, that charges a competitive rate, that will do all of your dirty work for you. And I mean the dirty work. That includes running credit checks on the people. That includes kicking the people out when they don't pay you. That includes making sure that you have licensed contractors that do work on your units when you need to have work done. Because here's where my concern lies. My concern lies, if you end up doing a lot of the work and something happens, and sooner or later in this litigious world that we live in, sooner or later something's likely to happen. You will get sued and you will put all of your personal assets at stake, probably at a time in your life when you don't want to have your personal assets at stake. I recall my wife sitting on a jury panel with an individual who fell down a stairway, and they determined that the stairs were off like 1 inch and the railway wasn't set on the right side or that on both sides. And this person fell down the stairs, didn't kill themselves, didn't go in the hospital, but was supposedly hurt and probably was hurt for a good number of months. And they awarded that individual quite a lofty sum of money. Imagine if that person really, really were hurt or injured to the point where she couldn't walk again. So I worry, Jim, about lawsuits. I worry about personal assets. So my advice has always been, and it always will be, number one, put your real estate in an LLC. Because the LLC, if you do it properly, should protect your other assets from being attached. Number two, I am fine with having a mortgage on my rental property. because if you do get sued and they take the property from you, they got to take the mortgage that goes with it. So I'm okay with that. I'd rather have your money invested elsewhere that's protected as opposed to tied up in a rental property. I know that's not necessarily the best income strategy, but it may be the best risk management strategy. Number three, don't work on a property yourself. Because if you work on a property yourself, even if it's in an LLC, they're coming after you. You fixed the electrical. You know, you tried to fix the stairway yourself. That'd be crazy if I did that. That wouldn't be a stairway to heaven. That'd be a stairway to hell if I were doing it. But I am a huge believer in lots of insurance, the LLC. I know it sounds overkill, but you know what? I've had clients back in the past, and I've had friends, one really good friend, that lost everything. He was a developer, and he developed an apartment building in Northridge, California, which was the subject proximity of the Northridge earthquake. And the apartment building that he bought, he didn't even build it. He bought it as an investment. It was a family investment, and people died in that apartment building during the Northridge earthquake. And even though when he bought it, everything was up to code and up to spec, you know what happens when lawyers get their hands on this stuff. Somehow they convinced a jury that this guy, as a contractor, should have known better, and he should have done X, Y, and Z to the property, et cetera, and they sued him, and he lost everything. And this guy was a wealthy, wealthy man.
Yeah. The other thing I like to throw, I agree with everything you said. It's very true that there is a lot of liability. But a property management company could do two things that most people don't do. They don't raise the rents often enough. A property management company is going to go in there and
they're less emotional about it.
They're less emotional.
Rents.
And the second thing is they hire vendors to do the work. And they have so many properties, the vendors want to make sure they keep that contract so they do a very good job, as versus if I just went out and went to the Yellow Pages and tried to find
good
a vendor.
Point. And so you know, really because good. You got a bunch of rental properties. Very quickly, Sue, love this show. Thank you, Sue. I want to buy the life insurance policy that pays for LTC, long-term care. But I hear I should be concerned about a MEC. What is it? I got this question a couple weeks ago, too. I guess there's a lot of people out there selling those linked benefits policies. They're very, very good policies, by the way. Okay, a MEC is something called a modified endowment contract. And it should pose little problem if you're actually buying the insurance for long-term care purposes. And most of those policies don't have huge growth. A MEC changes the tax treatment of a life insurance policy from a FIFO, first in, first out, to a LIFO, last in, first out. So if you own the policy for a good number of years and you want to take money out by borrowing or whatever, that money will be taxable to you to the extent that the earnings will come out first, similar to that of an annuity contract. So if you want to avoid the MEC, then ask them what the 5-pay test is or the 7-pay test. You can put the money in incrementally over 5, 6, 7 years and avoid the modified endowment contract. I would say if you're 60 or 70 year old, don't worry about the MEC. If you're a 30 or a 40 year old, worry about the MEC because you're going to have ample time for that account to grow substantially. Otherwise, you're just buying it for the long-term care and the emergency aspects, and you're not going to have huge gains to contend with. All right, I'm out of time. If you want to email me, go to raylucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now go out and make it a fantastic day. God bless.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
Biz Talk Radio,